Writer Ellen Ullman entered the computer field in the 1980s, when few women were part of the computing culture. She's the author of a memoir about that time called Close to the Machine. She's just published her first novel, The Bug, a spooky fantasy set in the early days of personal computers. Book critic Maureen Corrigan has a review.
Here's a real-life dramatization of the literary term irony. As I was on deadline writing my review of The Bug, which is about the intimate interdependency between human beings and computers, my own computer froze. In response, I froze. Then I turned my computer off, pushed in plugs, counted to 10, and turned it on again. It worked, and so I worked. Who's running who is just one of the big questions about humans and their personal computers that The Bug ponders. This intriguing, somewhat sinister novel of ideas doffs its hat to the grandmother of all literary fiction about artificial life and intelligence, Mary Shelley's 1818 classic, Frankenstein. Like Frankenstein, The Bug is more than just a nuts and bolts story about a machine that originated as an awkward assemblage of used parts and rapidly grew beyond the control of its creators. Ellen Ullman weds a lively plot to meditations on computer language and chaos theory. She makes us realize that a lot of us don't have a clue what we're setting into motion whenever we press our thumbs to that hard drive on button. The Bug takes place mostly in 1984, when the Apple Mac was introduced and personal computers in general were just beginning to catch the attention of us ordinary folk. One of the narrators of the novel is Roberta Walton, a newly minted linguistics PhD who can't find an academic job and so wisely takes a position as a software tester at a Silicon Valley startup. One day, as she's navigating a new program, Roberta stumbles upon a bug that wipes out the computer screen when the mouse is moved downward. She brings this bug to the attention of the alleged creator of the program, Ethan Levin, a fellow exile from academia who's deep into the pure theory of computer science. He initially dismisses it as just another garden variety glitch. But as months pass, the bug, now nicknamed the Jester, assumes a demonic personality, often manifesting itself at crucial demo sessions before the company's potential clients and investors. The mood darkens as layoffs begin, and as Ethan and Roberta's already meager personal lives totally disintegrate. Ethan, in particular, becomes possessed with what the omniscient narrator calls an intellectual hysteria. We're told that he had this idea that if he fixed the bug, he could repair his life. All his failures, particularly his girlfriend's betrayal, would be manageable if only it weren't for this bug, this flaw, this break in his understanding of how the world was made. As Ethan loses himself in his past, trying to identify if some misstep in his own life generated the bug, Roberta tracks it by an alternate route, committing herself to learning computer code, something she'd always belittled as beneath her lofty PhD training. Here's how she mystically describes her conversion. I was suddenly glad to be freed from the whole morass of convoluted academic thinking. I had spent months unlearning the desire to be unique. I was trying to write code so standard in form, so common in expression, that my work, ideally, could not be distinguished from another programmer's. I was striving to achieve an odd transparency designed to let the human reader slip past the code's word-like representation and see, as directly as possible, the ephemeral, electronic moment of what the program does. It was a release from the personal, the program, not the programmer. I won't reveal the outcome of the search and destroy missions Ethan and Roberta independently mount, but as you can hear in that last quote, the process of exploring the deep space within the computer is really more important than the outcome of the bug. In the way it effortlessly transports readers into strange technical territory and combines aspects of the suspense novel, supernatural tale, and philosophical essay, The Bug reminds me of Colson Whitehead's stunning 1999 novel, The Intuitionist, which was about, of all things, elevators. Another mundane machine capable of fitfully crashing and wiping out the wonders it enables.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed The Bug by Ellen Ullman.